Okay, I'm at Preston Lodge High School, and I've been joined by Fergal Kelly. Hi, Fergal.
Hello.
Fergal, you're a biology teacher here.
Yep.
Fergal, you've been working with your pupils, and you've been using a device in your class, the Google Chromebook.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me a bit about the Chromebook, and can you tell me why you're finding it a useful tool to use in your contemporary setting?
The Chromebook is a notebook, a very small, low-power laptop that runs the Chrome operating system. So it's got no programs running natively on it. It uses the web for everything that it does. And it's worked beautifully here in East Lothian because we already have a Google Apps installation on edubuzz.org. So the young people and actually us, the teachers, all already have a Google account before the Chromebooks arrived. So when the pupils log in with their pre-existing accounts onto the Chromebooks, they have access to all of their data and all of the functionality that comes with the Google Drive already. But it has changed things quite dramatically. I mean, there's two sides to it. One is the one-to-one element. Mm-hmm. So once you can rely on the fact that everyone can get on a device, then it changes what you can try and do. So, for example, to start with, one of the first things I did was use the Chromebooks as a way of them electronically planning the learning individually. So we talked about what the topic was going to be about, and then I asked them to decide individually how they were going to learn it, what they were going to do each week. And that was quite radical, but it was quite Chromebook-centric. So it was like everybody had to use the Chromebook, mm-hmm. and it was integral to the topic. Mm-hmm. And so there was quite a lot of resistance to it.
Okay, somebody will answer that phone, I think.
Yeah. But more recently, what I've tried to do instead is make it a resource. Mm-hmm. So, but it's not actually essential.
So in terms of some of the other devices you've been looking at, right, there doesn't seem to be a range of apps, etc., installed on the Chromebook. It's straight to the web.
Straight to the web. Mm-hmm. There is an apps element to it, mm-hmm. so it's designed. It is got an apps feel. So there's a set of apps that you use to start with. It's things like Google Docs, Gmail, mm-hmm. Google Calendar, Google Maps. You know, the usual suite from Google. But there's a Chrome Web Store where you can then add things like TweetDeck or video.
And so, if a user logs on to Chromebook with their account, that then brings up the apps that they've accessed from the Chrome Web Store.
Yeah. And it follows them around, so the device is irrelevant. It's their account. Mm-hmm. So if
they log in at home to Chrome, they then get the same account.
I would say yes, but I'm not entirely. If they were on the Chrome operating system, yes. But if they were on their Windows machine, going through the Chrome web browser, they would get the same, similar but not exactly the same, in terms of the apps. But it has things like what's really nice is you can. When you finish a lesson, you just log off. You can leave everything as you were, log off. When you come in, log on again, it's as you were, even though you're on a different device.
Some of the pupils as well talked about the almost instant on nature of the device.
Yeah.
And always on nature of the device. There's no waiting. Have you found that to be helpful?
Oh, massively, massively. After I'd got them, I then had a cover class with somewhere else in the department. So I went to this other class and they had the Windows laptops ordered for the lesson, and it was integral to the lesson. They had to have the laptops in order to do what was left for the cover. 25 minutes in, not a single pupil was doing anything. Mm-hmm. Still waiting.
Okay.
A mixture of logging it, the laptops coming on and allowing them to log on, then log on times, and then connection to the internet. And so we packed up, came upstairs, got the Chromebooks out, and 10 minutes later they were doing the task. You know, they were right in there. So, yeah, it has a massive impact. But it also changes the way they use them in class, because to start with it was quite, okay, pupils were using the Chromebooks today, whereas now the trolley sits there and they come and dip in and out of mm-hmm. them as they need them or want, you know, as it's needed. Mm-hmm. And also then that actually has a profound effect, because then you're not all 20 are being used by one class. Mm-hmm. And so people can come from other rooms and use them in the room or take them to another room. Mm-hmm. So they're more, the 20 has actually, they get used by a wider range of classes actually, mm-hmm. when because of that okay. quick mm-hmm. element to it, you don't have to have it all geared up to run for everybody, if that makes sense.
Smashing. Thanks very much.